Tosfos on Kuf Hei Amud Beis, Dibra Maskel HaRab Yudah HaRab Shimon, Asked Akasha. One of the Talmidim in Yeshiva told me that he has Yahrzeit today for his mother. So he asked that we should dedicate the learning in her memory. Her name was Chaya Gittel Basra Belio Sinai. So we better really learn something that's of value. Okay. Hope we'll come up with something. Otherwise, it'll just be Dvar Mitalim the whole day. Let's see. So Taisus on Kuf Hei on the base asks Takasha Rashi. The Gemara says there's a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah says Hakareya al Meisai Pturim Pater. That is Mekalko, Kolam Kalkam Pturim. And the Braisa says Hakareya al Meisai is Chayiv. It's a steer. So the Gemara says, Habi Meis Didei, Habi Meis Di Alma. If it's a Meis Didei, if it's one of the relatives that you're obligated to rip Kriya for, and you rip Kriya since you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah, so that's called Misakin. If it's a Meis Di Alma, if it's not one of the Meisim that you're obligated to rip Kriya for, even it says Hakareya Al Meiso in the Mishnah. It sounds like it is a relative. So the Gemara says, yeah, and Rashi explains, it's Muta Lol of the Kavah. He's the closest relative. He's a tenth cousin. He gets the Irusha because no one else in between is alive. So strictly speaking, he's the closest cousin, so since he got the Yerusha, it's Mutal Alav Lekavroi from the mom and from the Yerusha, but he's not from the seven relatives, that he should be obligated to rip Kriya. So since it's not a mitzvah to rip Kriya, so therefore it's called Mekalkal, it's not called Mesach. So how did Rashi seem to learn in Gemara that if one rips Kriya on Shabbos in a fashion, Kareya Amanas Litvar is Mesach, and Kareya Shalom Amanas Litvar is Tam Mekalkal, so call him Mekalkal and Turim. If the person rips Kriya in a fashion that is Yotzei the Mitzvah Kriya, so that's also Misak, and you don't have to always have Kareya Al Menas Litvah. If you can have Kareya, that it's a Tikkun, the way it stands, that's also it's also Misak. Fine. So if it's a Meis Didei and it's Yotzei the Mitzvah Kriya, so that's called Misak. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha, that the Gemara in Kuvav Amin Aleph says that if you do something as a mitzvah, let's say I shoot someone, if I shech the behemoth because I want to eat the flesh, so that's called Nesakim. If I shoot an animal because the goy wants to eat the flesh and he can't eat it while it's alive, and I'm going to eat the eighth menachai, called when it's alive, he can't eat it. After I shoot it, the goy can eat it. The Gemara says Nesakim and Achulin, that's also called Nesakim. It doesn't only have to be Nesakim for a Jew, Nesakim for a goy is also good. What if I kill somebody and I don't plan to use the dead body? I'm not going to use the dead body. So that should be mekalkel. Misak in haste. I shecht the behemoth and I'm going to eat it. I shecht an animal. I shoot an animal. I'm going to use the orisei lemiyadamim. I want to build a mishkan and I need orisei lemiyadamim. So I use the skin, or I shecht an animal in the base hamigdash, I'm makor b'korban. So I'm using the dead animal, using the skin, using the flesh, using the meat, I'm selling it to a goy, someone's going to use it. But if I shoot someone dead, I kill somebody, I'm not going to use the dead animal, so that's mekalkal. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim, what if I kill somebody in the line of duty, I fulfill a mitzvah of nisus bezin, skila sreifa herig echenik, is that considered misakin or is that considered mekalkal? Because the pasuk says in Chumash, well, the atarah mikepecha is a mitzvah to kill a guy. A mitzvah to kill a guy to be mekalkel him, to butcher him up. So to butcher him up, to kill him, that's mekalkel. So just because it's a mitzvah to be mekalkel, that makes it misakein. Or do you say, no, the mitzvah is to do a kilkel. So you did a kilkel, so call him a kalkel and turn. So the Gemara says, that sounds in the Gemara, that's a makalekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah holds misakein who? Mala le sakin mila, mala le sakin kli, mala le bashal psila, mala le bashal sammanim. Yudah holds that a tikkun of a mitzvah is called the tikkun. Reb Shimon holds that the tikkun of a mitzvah is not called the tikkun. That's how Reb Shimon derived his shita that even though there is a rule called a mekalkel im turim, mekalkel by melech Shabbos is potter because you lack melech mal Shabbos, so mekalkel by Shabbos is always potter. But mekalkel b'chayv al-mabra is chayv. Why? Because we have the two psukim. You have the pasuk that milo shaloi bizman is not deches Shabbos. You have the pasuk that says that misas bezin is not deches Shabbos. What's wrong? Milo shaloi bizman. But what's the malacha? Malacha is he causing bleeding. But the bleeding is the hamekalkel. Chavola is an filis neshama. But it's the hamekalkel. The blood is wasted. The whole thing is a mekalkel. So Reb Shimon says, you see from the pasuk teaches us That pasuk that tells us that only a milah bismana is mutar on Shabbos, milah shel bismana is not mutar on Shabbos, teaches us that mikalkal by chavola is chayiv. That the malach of netilas and shama is an exception to the rule. And the same is true regarding havara. The pasuk says lo sevarish b'chol mashvasechem b'yoyim haShabbos. So that pasuk comes to aser sreifas paskoyin on Shabbos. So one could have said that the pasuk is answering sreifas paskoyin on Shabbos because of the netilas neshama, because the netilas neshama is chavola, and even though it's mekalkel, it's chayiv. But the pasuk doesn't say lo sitla neshama b'Shabbos. It says lo sevarus. It sounds like it's singling out the havara. Not only is the netilas neshama malacha, despite the fact that it's mekalkel, you're butchering the person up, you're killing the woman, and goodbye. You're not going to use any part of the dead body. The whole thing is also bano. The mace is also bano, so you're not using anything. So from the pasuk that describes this iser, that you're not allowed to administer mises bez on Shabbos, it doesn't say lo sahargu neshama b'chol mashu sechem. Mashu sechem has the connotation of moshe bez, but it doesn't say lo tahargu mises bez on Shabbos. It says lo sevaru. So it sounds like in addition to that's what Tosfos raised the issue. Tosfos mitzvah brakro. So Tosfos says, how do you see? How do you really see from the pasuk lo sevaru eish that it's havara? That havara is chayiv even though it's mekalkel. Maybe it's because of netilas neshama. So the answer is no. The pasuk singles out lo sevaru. It says lo sevaru. So the havara that you're doing is really a kilkul, and nonetheless, the Torah says that it's forbidden on Shabbos. It constitutes a malacha. So that's how Reb Shimon establishes his klal that mekalkel b'chayv l'maver is chayv from those tupsukim. What is Reb Yehuda? Reb Yehuda disagrees. The Gemara says they had a machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. Are there two exceptions to the rule or not? So Reb Yehuda holds there are no exceptions to the rule. The Mishnah that doesn't make any exceptions, call him a kalkulam turim, and it doesn't say chutz mechayv l'maver. Mishnah goes alibi Reb Yehuda. And the brayser that says chutz mechayv l'maver, that's alibi Reb Shimon. So what does Reb Yehuda do with these two psukim? What's the malacha involved by Mila? Malacha involved isn't tilas and shama, but isn't it the kalkal? What's the malacha involved by Mises Bezin? It says loisavara havara, but isn't the havara mekalkal? So he says, no, that it's misakin. What's the misakin? He holds that since you're fulfilling a mitzvah, so the kima mitzvah causes it to be labeled as a tikkun. True, the nature of the mitzvah is, the mitzvah of Mises Bezin is to kill a person, to butcher him up, to be mekalkal him. So the third one, Reb Shimon should be right. The whole act is an act of kilkul. That's where Reb Shimon tainis. Reb Yehuda says, no, the fact that the Torah requires of me to do that, and when I kill a person, I'm fulfilling a mitzvah, so that's labeled as nesach. That's how Tosfos read the Gemara. The big fat Tosfos on the bottom of Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. The Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. How come over here on Kuf Hei Amud Beis, it says, Habi Meis Didei, Habi Meis Di Alma? If it's a mazdi day and you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah kriya, then it's called misakin. How did that change all of a sudden? So that's what Tosfos asks. Mazdi day dika mitzvah choshim misakin. The afal gavte lekamon on the next daf. Mashma did the tzorch mitzvah. It's a machlek zeb shimin rab yudel lo choshim rab shimin tikun the yalak mil vavar es paskoin kalka bachabura bahavar chayev. So how come all of a sudden over here on kufayim and basic? More sounds like this lechol adayis. Everybody's masking. What's the mitzvah midirabbanan? Kriya is a mitzvah midirabbanan. What's the mitzvah rabbanan? To ruin the beged. To rip the beged means to be mekalkalit. So the act of ripping, per se, is an act of kilkul. So just because you fulfill a mitzvah, that labels it as misakim. That's where Buddha holds like that. But Reb Shimon doesn't agree. The Gemara sounds like it's l'chola deis over here. So Tosfos gives a chilek. What are the answer? Hasa mekalkal hu legamrei. There, the mitzvah is to kill a person. Well, the mitzvah is to waste blood. Why is the mitzvah to waste blood? I'm not sure. Tosfos says the mitzvah by the bris milah. Mitzvah is to shed blood. The mitzvah is to shed blood. To waste his blood. So there the mitzvah is to do kilkul. So Reb Shimon holds the fact that it's a mitzvah doesn't change it. The nature of the mitzvah is to be mekalkel. Why should you say the mitzvah is to waste the blood? I mean, Milo is a symbol of Kiolecha. There's such a medrash on the pasuk Kiolecha Haragnu Kol Hayom refers to the Bris Milo. See, there's a Zohar that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch that this, the performing a bris mila on a baby has parallels to Hakrovas Karbonis. That in Hakrovas Karbonis, the Iker Avoidis Darali Kuva are the Avoidis Adam. The Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika the Dalar Avoidis Adam. So that's Me'akim. And everything else is not Me'akim. The Haktoris Emurim is not Me'akim. Hefshit and Ituach, Chololol Rishim, everything else is not Me'akim. The Iker that's Me'akim is the Avoidis Adam. So there's such a Zohar that when you perform, the reason why a Mila is Bishmini and not Kodim Shmini is because all Karbonis, Behemoths, if you bring a carbon knife, there's no din of yamashmini. But if you bring a carbon behemoth, so the pasuk says, "Shivat yami miyatachasim and yamashmini b'holi yirat to the carbon ishalshem." So the Zohar explains that there's a relationship between the two. Just like a carbon cannot be offered before the shmini, so too a mila cannot be performed before the yamashmini. And the Zohar gives a reason for both: that if the animal has to experience leil Shabbos, and the baby has to experience leil Shabbos also. So if you would perform the bris any time earlier than the eighth day, so it could be that, let's say, the baby would be born on Shabbos, and then you'll perform the bris on the seventh day. So the baby is born on Shabbos in the daytime, you perform the bris on the seventh day, it's going to be Friday, so the baby didn't yet experience Leil Shabbos. Somehow the baby is experiencing Leil Shabbos, and the animal who was just born experiencing Leil Shabbos adds some dimension to its, to the animal and to the baby, so therefore the Hakrovas HaKarbon is more meaningful. And the Zohar explains what experience is there that's gained on Leil Shabbos that's not gained on Shabbos in the morning. Somehow Leil Shabbos in the davening, we have a different nusach. On Leil Shabbos we say, the Yonuchu Va, Yisrael Mekadshei Shmecha. And on Shabbos in the daytime, the Magen Avraham quotes this. We say the Yonuchu Va. And Shabbos afternoon to Mincha, we say the Yonuchu Va. So this is based on a Zohar, based on Kabbalah. So the Zohar says something to the effect that Leil Shabbos is some kind of a special experience that is not present Shabbos in the morning and Shabbos in the afternoon. So the reason why the Torah required that all animals have to wait till the Yom HaShmini to be offered as a korban, and all baby boys have to wait till the Yom HaShmini to have a bris milah, is to make sure that they will certainly have experienced Leil Shabbos. And that the experience is what enables it to have the bris milah. So the Zohar understands that the shedding of the blood by the bris is that some kind of an avodas adam? Is that some kind of a parallel to hakrovas karbonas? That's why when the Shulchan Aruch writes that the Avea ben should stand next to the moel and instruct the moel that he should perform the bris milah, so the Mechaber writes the reason for this practice, the Avea ben should stand next to him, is that he should appoint him as a shaliach. And the Vilna Gaon gives a different reason, because the Mishnah says in Tainis, ech karbonas shaladim kara de'eino emet al gabo. Whenever you bring a korban, so the bala korban is supposed to be there, standing next to the kohen and encouraging the kohen, not really appointing the kohen as a shliach. The Gemara says, "Hani kahani, a shlucha de rachmana." They can't be considered shlucha de dan because the bala korban is not a kohen. So, kol milsa diyo lamotzi ovi shliach lamotzi mashi. If the bala korban himself is not a kohen, he himself is unable to be makar of the korban. So, how can he appoint a kohen as a shliach to be makar of the korban? If I myself am unable to do something, I don't have the ability, I'll be din to do it, so how can I appoint someone else to do it for me? So the Gemara says, Hani kahani, the kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash are makrib, the karbonis are really shlucha de rachmona, they're not shlucha de dan. That's the Gemara in the first parak in Kiddush. So the bala korban standing next to the kohen, encouraging him to be makrib the korban, that's not because lehodio shehu shlucho. That's a special din. That bala korban has to be oimel al-chatchila, it's not miyakib the yevid. You have Mishnais, and a man with Shaleach Chatosim in Medina Sayam, and Mishnah Gittin. You have people who send Karban Al-Yidei Shliach, so it says when the Bala Karban is there in person, he does Smicha. When the Bala Karban is not there, he sends a Karban Al-Yidei Shliach, the Shliach cannot do Smicha. Smicha can only be done when the Bala Karban is there in person. So you see from Mishnais Beferish that it is possible to bring a Karban without the Bala Karban Omer Al-Gabov. Or there's a Mishnah in Shkolim that speaks about, I'm walking around in Yerushalayim and I find an animal roaming around. So I should assume that it's an oila. If it's a zohar, I should assume it's a shlomim. If it's in a keva, or if it has a tag on it, it doesn't say who it belongs to, but it says this animal is a shlomim, this animal is a chatos. So it says you bring it, it says in shkolim, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and tell the kohanim there should be makrif it on behalf of whoever the owner is. We don't know who the owner is, it's lost. So you makrif it. So you see that it is possible to bring korbanos, even though the bala korban is not a al gabav, it's not likuvah. But the chatchila we require, the bala korban should be a al gabav. Bala Karban means the one on whose behalf the Karban is offered. The one is Yaitse the Kapar, the one who gets the mitzvah of fulfilling, of having the Karban offered. So the same over here, the Vilna Gaon thinks that that's the reason why the Abiyah Ben should stand next to the Moel, not so much Lahodio Shehu Shlucho. The Bala Karban stands next to the Kohen and the Beis HaMikdash, not Lahodio Shehu Shlucho, Lo Shlucho, he can't be a Shliach. It's a Milta Deal Amot Yavit Shliach Lamotzi Mashu. It's a Din Bala Karban has to be Aymer Al Gabi HaKarban. Or they have other things in Shulchan Aruch where we make comparisons between the Bris Milah and the offering of the Karban. So according to that understanding of the Zohar, it's not that the blood is Holach Lib, but the blood of the Bris Milah is wasted. It's not wasted. It's considered as if the blood had been Nizrak Al Gabi HaMizbeach, and the Sandik is considered as if he's Makrug a Karban. The Sandik who holds the baby is considered as if he was Makrug a Karban. But there's another understanding of what the Dam HaBris Milah is all about. The Medrash on the Pasuk Ki Alecha Haragnu Kol Hayom has the comment Zumilo. So what do you mean Alecha Haragnu Kol Hayom means we perform Bris Milah on a baby to instill Mesiras Nefesh in the child, that the child should be prepared to give up his life Al Kiddush Hashem. That's what it means. We're spilling his blood to represent the idea that someday in the future Chalila he shouldn't be called upon to spill his blood to surrender his life, but he should have Mesiras Nefesh in theory. He should have Mesiras Nefesh in principle. He should give away a lot of money to tzedakah, and he should strain himself to do mitzvahs. He shouldn't just look for the comfortable life and look for the easy way out in life. He should go out of his way to do mitzvahs ator, to do Ratzon Hashem. So that's apparently how the Gemara seems to understand it. That by the Bris Milah there's dam, and that dam that comes out is a mekalkel. Why is it a mekalkel? We're wasting the dam. Let's say when you shech the behemah and the dam comes out, and you zerk the dam agabi hamizbeach. When you shech the behemah and the Beis HaMikdash, you want the dam to come out. It's not just the psikresh of Ulam Yichalah, you're not interested. No, you want the dam to come out. The dam is likuvah. If you shech the korban and the dam doesn't come out, there's a Mishnah Chulin that says an impossible din. Shochet v'lo yatza dam, shchitos ekshera. How is that possible? You shech an animal full of blood. Buckets full of blood are going to come out. So the Mishnah writes an abstract then. Shochet v'lo yatza dam, shchitos ekshera. But if you shech the korban v'lo yatza dam, of course it's no good. You can't do the avodas adam. Shchit is the first of the avodas adam. If the dam doesn't come out, so you don't even get the first place, the whole korban won't be kosher. So here also by the Bris Milah, according to the Zohar, you want dam to come out because it's somehow considered as if you did an avoda with the dam. So when you shech the korban and you want the dam to come out, then you zerk the dam on the mizbech, that's called mekalkel. That's not mekalkel. You're using the dam. You're offering the dam as a matana. The Rebbe Shalom wants the dam. So if you consider Bris Milah a dugma of a korban, so you're offering the dam as a matana to the Rebbe Shalom. So the Gemara wouldn't really make sense to consider the chavola aspect, the dam that comes out b'shas Milah, as a mekalkel. The whole Gemara L'chor doesn't make sense. So L'chor, the Gemara is working with a totally different understanding, namely that understanding of the Medrash, Ki Alecho Haragnu Kol Hayom Zu Bris Milah, that the spilling of blood b'shas Milah represents, probably we want to instill in the child a preparedness for Mesiras Nefesh. So if someone kills me and my blood is wasted, so it's wasted, it's mekalkel. So just like when Bezin gives Mises Bezin, so we're butchering up the person, we're mekalkel him. That's exactly what the mitzvah is. So here by Bris Milah, the mitzvah is to waste the blood. To waste the blood. So that's the machlekes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Shimon says the nature of the mitzvah by Mises Bezin and by Milah is to waste, to ruin the person's life and to waste the blood. So that by definition, that's mekalkel. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, since that is the mitzvah, that constitutes the Kema mitzvah, so by definition, that's called Mesach. So that's what Tai says. So what's over here? Mid the Rabbana, there is a mitzvah to rip Kriya. What's the mitzvah to rip Kriya to ruin the beggar? Doesn't he? You have to rip it to tiny little shmatas that it shouldn't be able ever to be used again. Okay, but that's a question of degree. How, to what extent do you have to ruin the beggar? So we never require you to rip it. There shouldn't be any beggar left. Garnish, they rip a little bit. I'm sure most mason, you only have to rip a tefach. Tefach is, Rav Moshe holds at 3.6 inches. And Allah Veilim, you have to rip a chigalasli, but you have to rip a little more than a tefach. But those are just details, sure, how much you have to rip. But basically, the nature of the mitzvah ripping the beggar is to make a kilkel, to ruin the beggar, to demonstrate that the world is not the same. To show in your actions that the world is nifgam. This person who died, everyone who is alive contributes something. There's no one in this world who's duplicated. Every person has some unique characteristic and feature that other people don't have. And when some person dies, even a Pashut Sheb Yisrael, there's some contribution that he was able to give that's no longer going to be here. So to demonstrate that this is so, you have to make a kilkel and a beggar to demonstrate that just like I was makafel a beggar, so too the death of this person is a kilkel to the whole Bria, to the whole world. So Taisa Svekta Kasha, so why does the Gemara here assume if it's Kan al Meisdi Day, Kan al Meisdi Alma, if it's a Meisdi Day and it's Yotze the Mitzvah Kriya, so then what? Then it's called Misakin. Just by being Yotze the Mitzvah Kriya, but the nature of the Mitzvah Kriya is to be makafel a beggar. So shouldn't that be the exact same Machlegis Abiyud Reb Shimon? So Taisa Sim says, no, it's different. And here it sounds like the mitzvah is to be mekalkel. So Reb Shimon says it's mekalkel. Reb Yehuda says no. The fact that that's the kima mitzvah is sakana. Aval gabi kriyas ovel, when the ovel rips his garment, havi tikun habeged like the kriyas sheyuchal lelavsho. Bechol Shoa. What does that mean? We didn't comment on the Taisa. What did Taisa say? Shiuch Lavsha Bechol Shoa. The stomach means like this. When I walk in the streets, I often see the high school, the local natives, the high school students and the college students walking. So they the Kovadik way to dress is you buy dungarees and you rip them. If you wear dungarees that are not torn, so you look like a normal human being. They don't want to look like normal people. They want to look like a lower class, like a chatzi balchai, in between animals and human beings, something in between. So they have to, you buy a brand new pair of dungarees, and you ruin it, you rip it over here, and you have to rip it by the knees, and you rip it on the bottom, it should be torn and tattered, they pay, or if you don't have time to rip it on your own, so you pay an extra $25, and they'll rip it for you. So what happens if they rip a beged in order to make it prettier? That's what their understanding is. That makes the beged prettier. They like to wear it like that. So l'chori, that's misakin. L'chori, that's misakin. We once discussed a long time ago, what if you have this Rembrandt? And then a guy signed his name, Herschel Schechter. And he ruined the Rembrandt. So we need a mumche who knows how to erase my name without ruining the painting. So he comes and he's Moichek Shaloy Almanas Lichtov. He erases the writing that I put there, but it's not Almanas Lichtov. So Rav Soloveitchik developed the whole idea that Moichek by definition is always Mekalkel. And Kaysev is always Misakin. He said, what if I sign my name on the Rembrandt? And I just ruined it. The Rembrandt is worth millions of dollars, and I sign my name on the bottom. I just ruined the painting. So he was developing the whole idea of the Ramban. Some people showed me the Ramban quotes. The Ravid, it sounds like he says like that. The Kaysev by definition is always Misakin, and Mechik by definition, the nature of the Malacha of Mechik is that it's always Mekalkan Allah, it's Mechik Amanas Lifter. And in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Tosefta in Shabbos that says not so. That sometimes, normally you need Mechik Amanas Lifter, but sometimes if the Mechik itself constitutes a Tikkun, then the Mechik is Chayev. Mechik per se is a Malacha. If you erase writing, if you erase Ksav, normally it's mekalkel, so you have to have almanas lichtav to make it into mesakin. But if you have mechike, and the mechike per se constitutes a tikkun, so then mechike per se is a malacha. So here also, the same is true regarding kareya. If a person rips a beged, shalei almanas litvar, kareya shalei almanas. Normally kareya is a kilkel. He's ruining the beged. But what happens if he wants to rip the beged? That's the fancy way that the high school students, the local natives, like to dress. They want to dafka wear torn clothing. If they wear non-torn clothing, they look like normal human beings. They don't want to look like that. They want to register their protest against the establishment, whatever. So they have to show that the difference. Everything is crazy. So then the Korea itself is an act of tikkun. So that's what Tosha says over here. True, the mitzvah to rip the beggar, on the one hand, the mitzvah to rip the beggar is to be mekalkel the beggar, to show that there's a kilkel and a bria, that this person died, and he wasn't just a duplication, there are another 5 million people like him. and he wasn't really contributing in anything to the world. Whatever he, this guy was a nobody, an unknown individual. He didn't give any tzedakah. He didn't do anything special. No, every person in the world contributes something. So whenever anybody dies, somebody has to rip kriya to show that there is a kilkul in the bria. So on the one hand, the ripping of the kriya is a mitzvah to make a kilkul, but then Tosfos adds on there is a mitzvah to wear a beged karua. There is a mitzvah to wear a beged karua. If the beged, let's say, someone else died last year, and someone ripped kriya last year. Now another relative dies today, so I fool the public. Instead of ripping kriya out a new beged, I take the old beged from last year and I put it on. So the Gemara says in the third parak in Moitkot, in parak Elam Galchon, a yotzei b'beged karua b'shnei ameis, a person puts on a torn beged, which he didn't tear because of this death of this relative. He puts on a beged that's already torn previously. He didn't rip it l'shem kriya. Or a person accidentally, some clothing got torn. Got caught on a nail and the whole beged got torn. So then when a relative dies, he's going to wear that beged. So the Gemara says, Hayotze the beged karua b'fnei ha'meis, harei ze gozel ha'sachayim es ha'meisim. He's cheating the meis. He's not performing the mitzvah of kriya out of kavod ha'meis. He's supposed to rip a beged. He didn't rip any beged. And he's fooling the public into believing that he's such a religious guy. He fulfilled the mitzvah of kriya. It's not true, he didn't fulfill. So the Loshon HaBrayson, the third parak of Moitkot, raised the gozel es ha'chayim es ha'meisim. He's cheating the mace and he's fooling the chayim. It's not exactly gozel es ha'chayim. What is he? Gozel es ha'chayim. Gnevus das. Okay. He's fooling the living into believing that he fulfilled the mitzvah kriya, and he's cheating the mace that he didn't really give him up the cover that the mace deserved. So true, it's clear in the Gemara that if you just wear a beged karua, you're not yotze anything. But Tosfos says it doesn't mean to say that the mitzvah only consists of ripping kriya. No, the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to rip kriya, then there's a mitzvah to wear the beged hakarua. Just like the locals over here. By them, that's the style now, that they wear a beged karua, and when they rip their beged in order that it should conform to their... They want to show that they're non-conformists, that they conform to the Mishugot. Not that they're non-conformists. They're all conformists, but they conform to the nuts instead of conforming to the normal people. They want to show that they conform to a lower class of society. So when they rip the beged, that's the tikkun. You don't need karei almanas lichtav. Like, you don't need mechik almanas lichtav. If the mechika per se accomplishes something, so the mechika is a tikkun. So here the kriya itself sometimes is a tikkun. That's why I want to bear the beged. That's the style. So Tosfos says, the din requires not only that the Ovel should rip the beged, he has to wear the beged karua. That's the style that he has to dress in. He has to wear a beged karua. So to rip the beged, that's an act of kilkul. So that would have really been Talia the Machlekes, Reb Shimon, and Reb Yudah. The din requires he should do an act of kilkul. When you do that act of kilkul, you're a fulfillment of a mitzvah. So Reb Shimon would have said that's mekalkal. Reb Yudah would have said that that's mesakin. Here the Gemara says that l'choladei is its tikkun. Why is that? So Tosfos says, because that's only half of the story. To do the ma'aseh kriya, to do an act of kilkul. There is a mitzvah to wear a beged shenikra, not just to rip kriya and take it off. There's a mitzvah to wear the beged ha'karua. You're not yetzah if you wear ha'yetzah the beged karua, but now base it was nikra from before, or accidentally, or he ripped it on a different mace, and he's not yetzah. He has to wear the beged shenikra ala meis hazeh, so then there's a mitzvah to wear the beged hakarua. So then the tearing of the beged accomplishes that now the beged is in style. It's not in style for a normal person, it's in style for one who is in a state of avelus, that he should wear a beged karua. So that's what Tosfos says, the kriya itself is a positive act of tikkun. Right, so that's what the Sfasemis points out, that the Tosfos, I don't remember if it's the Rebbe, the Sfasemis, or if the brackets in the Sfasemis are by the son-in-law. I don't remember who has the comment, but in the Sefer Sfasemis, he raises that point. The din is that in the middle of Shiva, if the Ovil wants to change the clothing that he's wearing, he started off with this beggar that he tore, then he wants to switch the begotten. So if it's Ovi Be'imai, and he puts on a different garment, he's obligated to rip the new garment, and he puts on 2 days later, he changes that garment, wears a different garment, has to tear that garment also. But if it's Shar Kraivim, He can rip Kriya and change the Begin a minute later in goodbye. And he doesn't have to rip the new Begin. He was Yotzei the Mitzvah Kriya. So doesn't that indicate that there's no Mitzvah to wear a Begin or Karua? That's his Kasha against Tosfos. I don't know. So to say that Tosfos understood the Gemara HaKareya Al Meis only goes on other V'imoy, how can you say that? The Gemara says, Hab Meis Didei, Hab Meis Di Alma. Meis Didei means one of the Zion Kriyim, like Rashi said. You can't say Meis Didei only refers to other V'imoy. So you have to say the Deichik a little bit. You have to say, although the Din says that he wants to switch his Gadim and Rata, Lahachlif Machlif, Eino Korea. That's what the Gemara quotes there in the Eilu Megalchen, a Braise. If he wants to switch the begodim, he may switch, then he has to rip again, kol shiva. It doesn't mean that there's no, apparently Tosfos thinks, it doesn't mean that there's no mitzvah to wear the beged hakarua. What it means is, if he wants, he can switch the beged 2 seconds after he ripped it. But he was yet to the mitzvah for the 2 seconds that he wore the beged. Not just is there a mitzvah to rip the beged, to do the act of kilkul, there's a mitzvah to wear the beged. There's no shear how long you have to wear it. It doesn't have to be 7 days. It doesn't even have to be 24 hours. It doesn't even have to be a half an hour. It doesn't have to be kedachilas prasa. For 2 seconds, he yet to the mitzvah. But Tosfos says there is a positive mitzvah in wearing the beged hakarua. There's a positive mitzvah to wear. There's not only a mitzvah to rip kriya, there's a positive mitzvah to wear the beged hakarua. I remember when Rav Soloveitchik's wife passed away, I think what happened first, his mother died, and then after a few short period later, within a month, his brother died, and then his wife died. So I remember he was coming in back and forth from Boston to the yeshiva, he was giving shurim then. So at that time he wore the jacket that was torn the whole time for the whole shloshim. So one of the students had the chutzpah to ask him, what is he doing that for? So he said it's a Rashba and the end of Shabbos. I don't know what, I didn't look in the Rashba, but he probably meant this Tosfos, that there is a kiyum mitzvah to wear. Maybe the Rashba quotes the Tosfos also, I remember. But he said it's over here on this daf, that not only is there a mitzvah to rip kriya, there is a psaninyan to wear the beged hakarua, to continue wearing the beged hakarua. The halacha says, if the shiva is up, even even when a mother passed away, after the shiva is up, if you want to switch, God, you can switch. You're not obligated to rip again. But he thought that if you continue to wear the beged hakarua, so that's also a kiyum mitzvah. Now, shakravim, in rotalach lemachle beinu kareya, take it from the yard, a second after ripping kriya. But if you wear the beged for the whole shloshim, there will be a kiyum. That's what Tosfos is saying. So that's what Tosfos says, if you rip the beged, you're machshir it le-levisha. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's forbidden to wear a beged bilti karua. That's not so. Al shakra, even it's not also to wear a beged sheni karua. But it means to rip the beged, is the style of the godim. Like over here, the natives like to walk around like that. That's their style. So if Bayas and Oval has to dress in that style, I guess they're all mourning the loss of their brains, whatever. So they're all in Avelis. But Bayas and Oval has to wear a beged karua. That's the style for an Oval. So ripping the beged is putting the garment in the correct style. So that's why it's a positive. That's why even Aliba the Reb Shimon, it's called the Misakin. If it would have just been the Kiyum HaMitzvah, that per se, Reb Shimon holds even a mitzvah deraisa is not called misakein, because the nature of the mitzvah is to do an act of kilkul. So kal v'chomer, a mitzvah derabbanan shouldn't be called misakein. The answer Tosfos says no, it's not just a mitzvah to rip the beged to destroy it. There's another mitzvah later to wear a beged karua. So to wear a beged karua, that's the kriya is misakein the beged to enable you to fulfill that later mitzvah. Nahuma, what does the Gemara have on Kut? Again, we're just going to repeat. What did the Gemara say? Reb Shimon establishes his opinion that there are two exceptions to the rule. Chayv al-Mabra, that the two exceptions, the two malachas out of the 39, which don't need Misakin, even the Kalkulus Chayv. So how does he know? So he knows it from Bris Milah, where we're wasting the blood. The nature of the mitzvah is to waste the blood, to shed blood for no good reason whatsoever, to waste the blood. And the mitzvah by Mises Bezin is to do away with the person, to waste his life, to ruin, to be mekalkal him. So from the fact that the pasuk says that there's a malacha involved in doing a bris, it's only mila b'zman is mutter, mila shel b'zman is not mutter. So you see that there's a malacha involved. So you see, there must be the malacha of chayvel is chayv even though it's wasted, even though it's makak. And the same thing by havara. Yeah, same thing by havara. So Rabbi Yudit disagrees and he says, mali l'saken mila, mali l'saken kli. What kind of a lashon is that? Mali the sakin kli. It sounds as if it's the sakin mana. That's how some achronim understood. But Tosha doesn't learn like that. And what's the next one? Mali levashel psila, mali levashel saman manim. It sounds to me more as if they're shifting the whole pshat. That the malacha is bishul. Just like if you cook saman manim, you learn out from the Mishkan that cooking saman manim is a malacha. So just like that's bishul. So melting, heating metal till it melts, or till it glows, is heating metal till it melts, is a malacha of bishul. What we had the Gemara before, if you heat tar till it melts, is a violation of bishul. Bishul applies to non-food items. If you heat metal till it melts, mali lebashul psilo, that's a violation of bishul. Is that what it means? Is that what it means, that it's an isa bishul? He's throwing everything off kilter. We're not talking bishul. So Taisa says, no. Reb Yudah agrees with Reb Shimon that the malacha involved. The pasuk says lo sabaru eish. We're talking about havara. We're not talking about bishul. Doesn't say lo sabashlu mateches. Doesn't say lo sabashlu psilo. It says lo sabaru eish. We're talking about havara. So Tosis touches up the Gemara. So they explain their klal. It's a very fascinating klal. Tosis says if you do one pula which leads up to another pula which leads up to another pula, I make a fire. I strike a match and I burn newspapers and then I put in logs and it makes a big fire. And then I put a pot full of mateches or whatever and the mateches melts. So I did, first I did havara and then I did heating the mateches till it melts is a violation of bishul. And then what am I going to do with the melted mateches? I'm going to pour it down someone's throat and kill them. So that's an act of kilkul. Rav Shimon holds that that's an act of kilkul. So not only do I say that the Nefilas Neshama was kilkul, even the burning of the logs, even though the burning of the logs was for the purpose of melting the metal, and the melting of the metal, which I'm going to use for some purpose later, if the metal would have been intact, would have been a hard piece of metal, I wouldn't be able to use it to kill a person unless I bop him over the head. But I don't want to bop him over the head, I want to pour it down his throat. So even though I should have said that the Havara is Havara, and that the Bishul is Bishul, no. Since the Havara is to lead up to the Bishul is to lead up to the Netilus Nesham, Netilus Nesham is a Kilkul, so everything that leads up to it is also a Kilkul. So that was the position of Reb Shimon. Since the first Pula leads up to the second, which in turn leads up to the third, and the ultimate goal, the whole Tachlis of the whole series of activities, is an act of Kilkul, so therefore everything is labeled as Mekalkul. So that's how Tosis read the Gemara. Mali Levashol Sila mali levashel samamanim. If I cook samamanim in order to lead up to tzviyas begodim, I want to dye the yiriyas and the mishkan. I want to dye the big dekuna. So that's called bishul of mesakin, because dyeing the begodim is a tikkun. So the malacha that leads up to it, the cooking, the bishul hasamamanim is considered mesakin, because the ultimate goal is one of tikkun. So the same over here, mali levashel psila, if I burn wood in order to melt metal, in order to pour it down the fellow's throat, so Rabbi Yudah argues and he says, to kill the person is called mesakin, because you're fulfilling a mitzvah. So therefore, all of the activities that are leading up to the end goal are also called mesakin. Rabbi Shimon says, the final step, the netilas neshama is a kilkul. The whole nature of the mitzvah is to be mekalkalin, to kill the person. So that's the nature of the mitzvah is to be mekalkalin. So that remains kilkul. Rabbi Yudah disagrees. He says, no, the end result is called tikkun. So everything that leads up to it is also called tikkun. That's how Tosis translates the words of the Gemara. So then Tosis gives us a mashal. The chayin, they have one line. The chayin, maybe we should read the Tosis inside. Ein lefarish kamosha bishul samon and misakun yoseus chushim kach psiluch hashuv yoseus ayidei bishul. The Rabbi Yudah says that the Yisir is bishul. He says, no, we're not talking about bishul. Yehai tanit Rabbi Yudah. So it should only be asked to do sreif on Shabbos. How do you know that you're not allowed to do chenek? How do you know you're not allowed to do sayif? On Shabbos there is no bishul. If Rabbi Yudah's argument is because of bishul, So how does the Gemara derive from the pasuk "Lesevareish mechamash v'sech niyam shabbos"? That Misa's bezin is not derech shabbos. Doesn't teach him Misa's bezin. Just teaches you that this form of sreifa is not derech shabbos because the bishul hapsilu is a malach bishul. But the Gemara says in Taisus Kodesh. Gemara says in Yivam is davav amid beis. The last four lines in Taisus. Says Yivam is davav that you learn out from this pasuk that Misa's bezin is not derech shabbos. He had time Rabbi Yudah. How do you know Shabbos is bezin lo derech shabbos min olah? Given a shabbos tikkun. There is no tikkun over there. It's only bishul is a malach. Davar liyaser Torah. Elamishin tikkun apsilo. The only reason sounds from the Gemara. The only reason why it says lo sabaru eish b'chol mashasechem is because of the melting of the lead, the bishul, not because of the havare, and not because of the natilus and sham, because of the bishul. So what about the other three forms of mishis bezin? And another kasha b'yod, sreifas bas kain gufa should only be forbidden if you didn't melt the lead from before Shabbos. You have to melt it on Shabbos. What if you have a fire on from Erev Shabbos and the lead is in a melted state from before Shabbos? The only thing you're going to do on Shabbos is pour it down a throat. Pour it down the person's throat. So that's not a malacha. If you're not doing the melting. Nah, that's not what it means. Rabbi Yehuda is not coming to throw in a whole monkey wrench to change the whole shot that the prohibition in administering Sreifas Paskoin on Shabbos is because of the Bishul Apsilo. No, it's because of the Natilus Neshama, not because of the Bishul Apsilo. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds that the Natilus Neshama is kilkul because that's the nature of the mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Misakein, the fact that it's a mitzvah to do the kilkul, labels it as a misakein. So therefore, all the things that are going to lead up to that end goal are also called misakein. I'm going to read the pirush. Mali bishul psilu l'tzarch sreifas paskayim. Mali bishul samanum tzarch tzviyas habeg. Kech the bishul samanum tzarch tzviyah choshev tikkun, because it's leading up to the tzviyas habeg. It's tzviyas habeg it is tikkun. So anything that leads up to it is also called tikkun. Achanami here too. Bishul psilu l'tzarch sreifas. Is also called tikkun because the sreifa is called tikkun, and this is how we establish that all mishas bezin is not permitted on Shabbos, because administering mishas bezin is called tikkun. We have not lunch, shaper. We talk and learn that well. Kol shai mishas bezin chashiv tikkun shel mitzvah. The lach sreifa atzma chashiv tikkun. If the killing, if the administering mishas bezin would be mekalka, like Reb Shimon says, mishum bishul lapsin lahavi asura. Af bishul besak the mekach my kishen al mishum sreifa. Since the melting of the lead, the burning of the fire, the melting of the lead, all leads up to the Mises Bezin, if the actual final result, the final step, the Mises Bezin is Mekalkos, everything that leads up to it would also be Mekalkos. That's how Taisus postulates a Kalau. That's how they read in the Gemara. So how do you read the next line? V'chein motzi mora lachbar bo. Motzi mora lachbar. Likbar bo meis l'Reb Shimon, k'mo motzi kis l'kabel bo zivim per kama. What does Taisus say? What do the words mean? So there was a Gemara before on Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah says Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis, the original machlek is Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah by motzi es hameis b'shabbos. So Reb Shimon Poiter and Reb Yud is Machayiv. So that's the original Machlek, is Melacha Shein Tzrich Laguf. So one might have possibly mistakenly thought that the only time it's a Machlek is by Hoitzoh, by carrying. Perakamasnir is about carrying, about Hoitzoh. So what if the person carries the mace out of the house? He doesn't want to do that. He's singing his mirrors in the house. They're all sitting around the table and eating, and have someone drop dead by the table in the middle of the meal. So they're just going to leave him there. It's very unpleasant. So they want to take the mace and throw it out. So it should be peaceful over here. So they carry the mace out from the Rishu Sayach and into Rishu Sarab, and they leave him there in the street. Sure. So one could have thought that that's the only time there's a machloekin. So the Gemara says, no, on the last line. Potir hoyer, the last line on Tzadik Dalet, and I'll going over to Tzadik Dalet on the base. Omer Eish Lokish, Potir hoyer Rav Shimon Af Amotias HaMeis LeKovroi. Not only if you misalik the mace from the house, you want to get him out of the house, what if my intention is not a negative intention? That's what it sounds like. I have a positive intention. I want to fulfill a mitzvah of kvura. If it's a negative intention, then the Mishnah says it ain't tzvicha l'gufa. What if it's a positive intention? He's going to carry the mace to the cemetery, and then there's a grave that's empty there in the cemetery. He's going to bury the mace, and then they're going to fill it up. They're going to fill up the grave. So he's fulfilling a mitzvah there. So the Gemara said that's also called Malacha Shein Tzvicha Lagufa. Okay. So the next line in the Gemara says, Amar Rava, however, Moide Reb Shimon Bimar, if he carries a shovel into the street, he has a shovel into Rishu Sayacha, there is no grave that's dug in the cemetery yet. We have to dig a grave in order to bury the mace. Moide Reb Shimon, he would agree, Bimar Lach Baboy, if he carries a shovel in order to dig with it, that Yechayv. So the Gemara said, Pshita, of course Yechayv, he's carrying the shovel in order to use the shovel. What's called tzvicha legufa? So the Gemara says no. One might have said adika legufa ulegufa. One might have thought that by hoitzoa, this is what Tosfos explained on Tzadik Dalet and Aleph. By hoitzoa is a malacha gruhi, so maybe it's only called. Where do you learn that hoitzoa from the Mishkan? The Gemara says all the other malachas were involved in the Mishkan. How do you know Hoitzoah, you're not really creating anything new? How do you know that Hoitzoah is Bechalal labeled as a malacha? So the Gemara says that the Pasuk says, Vamalacha Hoitzoah Dayom, Vayikoli Ha'am Nehavi, they stopped carrying. So the Mashmos of the Pasuk is that carrying from the Rishus HaYochid, from their private homes, into the Rishus HaRabim, constitutes a malacha. So Ma'u the Tema, one might have argued the point and said, to begin with, Hoitzoah is a malacha grua. The Abagzeris are because of that it's a malacha, fine. Maybe it's only malacha because they carried it from Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, and then they were going to use the donations and improve them. The people donated Zov, Chesav, and Achoshes, Tchelis, Vagomas, Lashonim, Sheish, Vizim, everything, and Bezalel and Ohaliyav, they took everything, they made it into a beautiful Mishkan. Everybody donated raw material, and then the Chachmei Leiv took it and they made something fantastic out of it. So Maudatema, if I carry a shovel into the street, then I'm going to use the shovel to dig with it. I'm going to use the shovel, but Hoitzoah to begin with is a malacha grus. And maybe it's only labeled as a malacha if you're carrying the thing to a new location, it's going to be Litzar Koi. I'm going to improve the shovel. I'm going to make a whole design out of it. I'm going to make a statue on top of the shovel or something. I'm going to make a design on the shovel. Adik ulugufoy ulugufok, go mar, lasis loitas, vilachbor. I'm carrying a shovel to make a design, to make some kind of a crown or something fancy on it. Or carry a Sefer Torah, lehagia v'likrus, but carry a Sefer in order to learn it than the other Rishus. Maybe that's not enough of a Tzricha Leguf. Maybe you have to carry the Sefer, intending to make corrections on the Sefer to improve it and to read in it. So kamash malon, if you carry a shovel in order to dig with it, that's a malach. So the simple pshat in the Gemara sounds like he's mar lachba boy. He carries a shovel to dig what? To dig a grave, no? Didn't he carry a shovel to dig a grave? Mod amar rava, the top line on Tzadik Dalmeis. Moidar rava, amar rava, moidar Reb Shimon bimar, he carries a shovel lachbar bo. Lachba bo what? Lachbar a grave, no? So you get the impression from our Tosfos on Kuvav Manal, which is a lo nachon. Tosfos writes as if there's an offering Gemara somewhere. Where's the Gemara? Tosfos says, if I do one pool that leads up to another pool, leads up to another pool, and the final pool is a mekalkal, so everything that leads up to it is also labeled as a mekalkal. Even though each step of the way, he struck a match in order to make a fire, in order to melt the metal. And he melted the metal in order to use it. But since, what is he going to use it for? To kill somebody. And killing somebody, according to Reb Shimon, is mekalkel. So everything that leads up to it, the first pool, the second pool, everything is labeled as mekalkel, because the end result is mekalkel. Reb Yudah says on the end result, since it's a mitzvah, it's called mesakein, so therefore everything that leads up to it is also called mesakein. So they say, v'chein, how do they write? But if the end result, the laughs, advertise write the line before the ilav sreifa atma hashiva tikkun. If sreifa means the Mises Bezin, if the administering Mises Bezin would have been a kilkel as Reb Shimon holds, Reb Yudah argues like this: ilav sreifa atma hashiva tikkun. If the final goal, the giving, the administering Mises Bezin, would not be considered tikkun, then we wouldn't have labeled the bishul apsila for it as a tikkun idem. Shem bishul apsila havi asura. But I melted the metal and now it can be used for other purposes. When the lead is in a hard state, it can only be used for some purposes. When I melt the lead, now that's a malacha bishul because I can use it for other purposes. So Tosfos says no, but kevish ain't ela mishum sreifu. But since the whole goal of melting the lead is in order to administer sreifu means mises bezin, lavichoshim tikkun v'loy mechayim. Since it leads up to the end, v'chein, what's v'chein? Motzi mora lachpor likba boyas hameis l'Reb Shimon is what? Is not chayim. Is not chayim. That's what they say. I mean, the Gemara and Sarek Dalet on the base, Moide Reb Shimon, Bemar Lach Babai, he's going to dig a hole in order to plant something, or he's going to dig a hole in the house in order to build something. HaChoyfer Guma Babai is Chai Mishim Boi, HaChoyfer Guma Basoda Chai Mishim Chorish. What is Choyfer in the cemetery? Is it Lo Babai or Lo Basoda? Is Choyfer Guma in the cemetery? Can they lick Babai as Hameis? So Taisus says, Tosfos says, since according to Reb Shimon, the lit b'bayis hameis, this is already a jump. The first seven lines in Tosfos said, if I do A leads up to B, leads up to C, and C is mekalkal, so A and B are also mekalkal. That's not bad. That's how they showed pshat, that's how they interpreted pshat in Gemara. Oy Marie, that's how they reread. Now they have another tush though. If A leads up to B, which in turn leads up to C, and C is an ain't tzvicha legufa. This is a different word. See, the name Tzricha Legufa. See, even though A, I made a fire in order to melt the lead. That's what you make fires for, in order to cook something. And I melted the lead in order to use it. So the making the fire is Avara, melting the lead is the Bishul. But if it's leading up to an name Tzricha Legufa, so everything is, that preceded it is also called name Tzricha Legufa. That didn't necessarily have to follow from everything that they said before. The first part I understand. If the end result is going to be mekalkal, so everything leads up is also mekalkal. So this is a further step, a bigger chiddush. V'chein, if you do haitzua, motzi moro, lachpor, and the Gemara says, moide Reb Shimon, so Tosfos says, no, moide Reb Shimon, if he's choyfer babayis to lead up to binyan, it's choyfer basada to lead up to zareya, but if it's choyfer in a cemetery to lead up to kvuras hameis, that's called Ein Tzricha Legufa L'Reb Shimon. So even the Haitzor is also not Chayiv. Also the Haitzor is called Ein Tzricha Legufa. Is that how you read the Tosfos? Chemotzi Mora Lachbor Likba by Meis, which doesn't appear in the Gemara. They're saying the Gemara doesn't go in that case. Kimo, what's the Tushto? Motzi Kis Lekabel Boziva BeParakama. What did it say then, Parakama? What did it say? There was a machlekes between Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon. Is there an isa daraisa? A person wears clothing. So you wear underwear, and you wear a vest, and you wear a tie, and you wear a jacket, and you wear all kinds of things. That's normal. But what if a person has, he's bleeding, or has some kind of something coming out of his body, oozing out, and he doesn't want his clothing to get all sticky, or to get all stained, to get ruined? So he puts on some kind of a lining in his underwear. He puts a kiss, kedela kabel boyas hazivo, so the flow that's coming out of his body shouldn't stain his clothing. So the Gemara says that that's called ein tzricha legufo. Why exactly is that called ein tzricha legufo? In by hoitzor, what's poshup shot in the Gemara? Taisa san tzarek dalet amin alek, when they were going through all of the home sichta, they were running through the home sichta to give all the cases of malach and tzricha legufa. So they quoted that case. Zab b'kish alei ton for kelov. Is it ain't tzricha legufa? Why she ain't a tzarech lekis atzmo? Ain't tzarech lehaitzo zorachanami sagila iyotze b'chad duchta. He's not really using it in the other place. If I want to read in the park and I carry a sefer to the park, let's say my home where I have the library is the Rishus HaYoch, and the park is the Rishus HaRamach. There are benches in the middle of Times Square. So I'm going to carry from my home a sefer into the Times Square, into the Rishus HaRabim, and I sit down and I read. So that's called the Malacha Tzvicha Legufa. What's the Hoitzor is the Malacha Grua. Because you're not really creating anything new. All the 39 Malachas, 38 of the 39 Malachas, are acts of creativity. Zeichel HaMais Bereshis. Hoitzor is not Zeichel HaMais Bereshis. The Rebbeinu Shlom didn't create the world Yesh Miyesh and just move pieces from one place to the other. He creates everything Yesh Miyayin. So you have to have, we can't create Yesh Miyayin, but a little bit like that. So Zareah, Chorish, Koitzah, Dosh, Ma'amer, every Malach is a little bit like creativity. Except for Hoitzor, just moving something from one place to the other. So that's a malacha grua. So nonetheless, we have the pasuk amalacha ha'isadai by kol ha'yamehavi. The Gemara quotes that pasuk to indicate that ha'itzah is a malacha. So what constitutes the malacha? The sefer that I had in the apartment didn't have ishtamshus. I don't want to learn in the apartment. I want to learn dafke in the park. So when I carry the sefer to the other location, I want to go to the park and I'm afraid I'm going to sneeze. I have to have a handkerchief. So I carry a handkerchief in order to use it over there. I think I may want to use it over there. So that's called a malacha hatzricha legufo. If I carry something and I'm going to use it, why is it a malacha bechlal? Because it's as if the object has an added dimension. When the sefer is in the house, I can't use it because I want to read the sefer with fresh air. And the bird should be chirping and the sun should be shining, and I don't have that in my pot. So I carry the sefer to the shul with a whole bunch of other people learning. I carry the sefer to the park where the birds are chirping. So I carry it to another location I'm going to use it. So Taisa says that's only if I'm going to use the object in a new location in a fashion that I couldn't use it over here. But by the Zab HaYotze the Kishalo, he's not really using the kiss bichlal. He's not using the kiss. It's just shalai yitam for kelov. He's not really mishtamish einatzach lekiss atzmo. He's not really using the kiss. The kiss is just in order to protect his clothing from getting stained. So Rav Shimon holds that that's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. So what does Tosfos say over here? Motzi kiss, what do they see? Motzi kiss is kabel bozibo. So they're saying, you're doing one activity which is leading up to another activity. So because the last step is ain't tzricha legufa, so the first step is also. What two steps do you have? But motzi kiss is kabel bozibo. What are the two steps? What did Tosfos make a tzush though? Motzi morai likba bais ameis. I think they mean to carry a shovel is a malacha. Tzricha legufa, I'm going to carry a shovel and use the shovel. But what am I going to use it for? To bury somebody, burying that ain't tzricha legufa. So even the carrying the shovel also labeled as ain't tzricha legufa. How do you read the next line? Kimo motzi kis lekabel bo zivo. What are the two activities that one leads up to the other? The Gemara in the first sentence does not say. No? Yeah, six lines from the top of Yud Beis Amin Aleph. Harab Yud, the Malach Hashem Tzvich Lugufa, Shebetonu Letziyas V'Netzach. Gemara says on the top. So what does it mean? So I think Rashi always learns ain't tzricha legufa. He has a bad situation and he does a malacha to prevent it from getting worse. He doesn't want his clothing to get stained. So he does a malacha of haitzah to prevent a further kilkul. So Rashi holds the name Tzvicha Lugufa. Rashi and Ardaf on Kuvavim and Aleph, Rashi with the Balamor, they have the same shot. Rashi with the Balamor holds that the Machloikis HaTanoim of ain't Tzvicha Lugufa is a prak within Misakan and Mekalkal. Is this called Tikkun, the fact that I prevent a further disintegration, deterioration of the situation? I did a Malach in order to prevent the situation from going from bad to worse. So Rav Shimon says, but there's no positive tikkun. You didn't improve the situation. Rav Yehuda says, that's an improvement. The fact that you prevented it from deteriorating, that itself is called nisak. That's what Taisus in a big way disagrees with Rashi. That's what the Taisus b'dira maschal b'chayvul mitzorach lekalboy quoted for Gemaris. They quote Sanhedrin pei dalet leal dafayin hey lekamakuf chafalef increases dafchav. They quote all the Gemaris that it's not true. That even if you hold mekalkel chayv, you still need tzvicha legufa. So you can't say tzvicha legufa is a prat within the sake. Even mekalkel chayv, you still need tzvicha legufa. So the two unrelated machlokes. But I don't know. Rashi pushes away all the four gemaras. I don't know. I guess Rashi has a different pshat than most of the gemaras. So Rashi learns Rashi learns the Gemara here, Yud Beis Amin Aleph, Harab Yud Harab Shimon. He's only carrying the kiss. It's not called Derech Levisha. Derech Levisha, you wear underwear, you wear clothing, that's Derech Levisha. This, normal people don't wear this. This is just in order to prevent the clothing from getting stained. So Latzule Mitinuf, that's what the Gemara says. Kol Latzule Mitinuf is called Hoitzor. But the Shiloh, alright, it's Hoitzor. It's not called Levisha. But is it called that Tzvicha Legufa or not? So Rashi says, why is it called Ein Tzvicha Legufa? Because he's just preventing the situation from, he's preventing a kilkel from occurring. But Taisa doesn't agree with that Rashi. Taisa holds that that's not the definition. So what is the definition of Tzvicha Legufa? Does he need the Tzorach HaMalocha for the same Tzorach that they did it in the Mishkan? So in the Mishkan they would carry things and notice he used them in the other location. So here he's carrying the kiss. Atzulim Mitinuf is not called Levisha. If he's wearing, let's say, he's pouring outside, and he puts on boots because he doesn't want his feet to get wet, or he puts on a plastic cover on his rain hat because he's afraid it's pouring so much the rain is going to go through and through his hat and he's going to catch a cold. So if he puts on the boots and he puts on all these things in order that his body shouldn't get sick, or let's say a woman has a riyas dam and nidus and she puts a moch inside her body in order that that the dam shouldn't roll all over her body, shouldn't annoy her. So Taisa says then later in Perek Bameisha that that's mutter. That's not just latzul mitinuf. That's in order to save the body from tsar. She doesn't want to feel annoyed and uncomfortable. So that's called derech levisha. But if the person, he's not afraid, it's not raining so heavily that he's afraid that the rain is going to go through his hat and he's going to get, his head is going to get wet, uncomfortable, and he may get sick. He's not afraid that the water is going to go through his shoes and is going to, and is going to, his feet are going to be cold. His feet are going to get wet and he may get sick. No, he just wants to protect his shoes from getting ruined and to protect his shtreimel, to protect his hat from getting ruined. So that, the Gemara says, that's not called Derech Levisha. So it's how it's all. But the Shaila says it's Tzvicha Legufa. So Taisa says that's not called Tzvicha Legufa. Why? Not like Rashi. That to prevent the situation from getting worse is called a negative tikkun. That's the machlek zeri avishim. No, Taisa has nothing to do with negative tikkun, positive tikkun. Tzvicha Legufa has nothing to do with tikkun at all. It's unrelated. How does Taisa say? Every malacha has to be dumya de mishkan. So haitzor in the mishkan was they carried the object in order to use it in a new place. So if you carry a sefer to learn in a new place, that's one thing. But you carry the beged in order to protect the body, in order to protect the clothing, that's called ein tzvicha legufa. You're not really using the kiss in a new location. You're not really using it. So you understand that a little bit, but I don't understand what Taisa says over here on Kuvav. What are they saying? Motzi kiss the kabel bozivo. So one pula leads to another. Since the final pula is ain't tzvicha legufa, so the first one is also not tzvicha legufa. What two pulas are you doing? You're only doing haitzor.
Oh, with the
doing what?
Bearing
a mace, yeah, no.
So, is he going to have to say that the reasoning you're bearing the mace is not to fulfill the mitzvah, rather it's only to make sure that people don't play with the body? Is he going to have to change his kavanah about the kavanah, the reason you're bearing the mitzvah? He's bearing it not to do the mitzvah of bearing per se, but rather just to keep people from doing the mitzvah.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a discussion on that mevav about burying. Is kavura? Is a mishum kapara. The purpose of kvura is that the may should get a kapara, the body should be buried and should disintegrate in the offer, and if he should get a kapara, so then look how you're doing something to the body. You're doing a hishtamshus to the body. So the Gemara here on Daf Tzadik Dalet assumes, that's what the Sassemis points out also on Daf Tzadik Dalet, I think. The Gemara seems to be assuming not like that tzad. The more out of Suffolk in Sanhedrin is Mishum Bizyaina. It's a lack of covered abrius to leave dead bodies all over the place. So in order that it shouldn't be a Bizoyin Achayim, a Bizoyin Ameis, so you want to be Mesalik. So you just be Mesalik the Ameis. So they say, no, Mishum Kapara. Something positive is gained by burying the mace and the body disintegrates, and that's how he gets his kapara. So the chayr, if burying the mace is to accomplish a kapara, so then it should be a tzricha legufa. So well, why is motzich hamace lekavroi? The Gemara says ain't tzricha legufa. So it sounds that the Gemara here is assuming a davar pasha that it's not mishum kapara. So that's what the Sfasemis asks. How come many poskim quoted lalocha that it's a stake of the dina? That the Gemara in Sanhedrin had any by the leif shita. Why isn't it by leif shita? Once you come to this Gemara and daf tzadik dalet, after motzich hamace lekavroi is called ain't tzricha legufa, you see that it's not mishum kapara. That's what you're asking. I don't know. That's a good kash. That's a svasemis. It's ma'ir that kash. It's a starke kash. So Nachama, what you're doing? One thing is leading to another. What are the two things that one is leading to the other? Since the second is ein tzricha legufa. So the first one is also ain't tzricha legufa. The ziva he doesn't need. The ziva is going to throw out in the garbage. He doesn't need it for any purpose. So since the ziva, the kiss is to lead up to the ziva, and the ziva is going to throw out in the garbage, even though the kiss he is using, he carried a kiss to the other place in order to use the kiss. He is using the kiss in the other place. If I carry a sefer to read in the park, so I'm using the sefer. I carry a shovel to dig, so I'm using the shovel. So if I carry a kiss, Atuli Mitzinov is not called Levisha. So if he's wearing a kiss, he can't say he's wearing a kiss. He's carrying a kiss. So he's carrying a kiss, he's using the kiss. How is he using the kiss to protect his clothing? So that's what Tosis is bothered with the whole Gemara. Why does the Gemara call it Ein Tzricha Legufa? Aizdach Tzricha Legufa, he's using the kiss. B'makam Shehu. So they say, no, but since the whole purpose of the kiss is that it should collect the ziva, and the ziva is ain't tzricha leguf, he's going to throw out the hold, he's going to throw the ziva out in the garbage. You know, even though the kiss he's going to reuse again, he's going to wash it out and reuse it, maybe, but even carrying the kiss is also gone tzricha leguf, because the thing that it's leading up to is ain't tzricha leguf. That's what they mean. That's called another activity. Here the three different activities. He makes a fire, and with this fire he melts the lead. And with the melted lead, he kills the guy. He gives the Mrs. Bezin. He gives the Sreifas Baskai. So the first pula leads up to the second, which in turn leads up to the third. The third is called Mekalka, according to Reb Shimon, so we label everything as Mekalka. Reb Yudin says, no, the third is Mesakin, because you're fulfilling a mitzvah, so everything is called Mesakin. But what's over here? What are the two pa'ulos that one leads up to the other? So Taisus made a jump, not only if it leads up to Mekalkel, if it leads up to Ein Tzricha Legufa, so the first ones also don't count. Even though Taisus holds Ein Tzricha Legufa is not a branch of Mekalkel, it's not a subdivision of Mekalkel, not like Rashi holds. But still, Taisus makes the same tushno. So what did they see over here? What did they understand? By Motzi, Kis, Lekabo, by Ziva. When he carries the Ziva, the kiss is in order to carry the ziva. So carrying the ziva is ain't tzricha legufa. Even though the kiss is tzricha legufa, he's carrying the kiss. Let's say he carries the kiss. Let's say he's afraid he's going to sneeze. He's going to sneeze. Or he's afraid his nose is going to bleed. He has a nosebleed. Nose is going to bleed. He's going to get all over his shirt, all over his big day shop. So he carries some paper tissues in his pocket on Shabbos in order to get the nosebleed. So then, lo and behold, he starts sneezing and his nose is bleeding and he blows his nose, then he throws it out. So Tosis is going to tell me that even though he carried, that's what they say according to Reb Shimon, carrying the kiss, Atzuli Mitinus is not called Derech Levisha, it's called Hoitzor. So basically he's carrying the kiss like carrying tissues, paper tissues in your pocket. So you carry something in your pocket, that's a Malach HaTzvich HaLaguf. I'm going to use the tissues, I'm going to use the kiss. I'm going to use it for what? I'm going to use it to wipe off the mucus and the bleeding and the ziva, but that's going to go in the garbage. So since the final result is junk, it's ain't tzricha leguf, is even the first step. I'm just carrying something that I'm going to use. What's the hishtamsa going to do? To wipe off my nose or to collect the ziva? I am using it there. So even the first step is also called ain't tzricha leguf, because the next step is ain't tzricha leguf. Is that what it says? I think that's what it sounds like they're saying. That's what they said. Yeah. Everything depends on the last step. If the last step is mekalkel, everything that leads to it is mekalkel. That's how they read the Gemara. Then they read the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph, that if the last step is ein tzricha legufa, even the first step, even though the first step is tzricha legufa, it's labeled as an ein tzricha legufa. Then what does Tosfos have? In Taima, the end of the Tosfos, also very fascinating, the second part. Taima b'shleim le Rabbi Yudah Shapa Shamin Avor le Lav Yotza l'chalik min l'oksiv l'oistasa melocha b'chol mosh v'seichem. The cause of Havore ishma mena either A or B, either the Lav Yotza or l'chalik Yotza. Abba le Reb Shimon, the reason why it says l'oistavaru, the reason why Havore is singled out, is in order to tell you that Havore b'mekalkal eschayiv. Mekalkal b'mavi reschayiv and mekalkal b'choyvel eschayiv. Kaka b'choyvel eschayiv I learned from Milo. Milo shloi b'zman es nadech eshabes, because that's mekalkal, you're wasting the blood. That's how the Gemara says, you're wasting the blood. You're shedding blood and wasting it. And over here I learned from the Sereches Baskoyin that Havore is chayiv afilo b'mekalkal. So how does the Gemara say Havore? How can anybody say Havore l'lav yotzis or l'chalik yotzis? No. The reason why Havara was singled out is in order to teach us this lesson that Havara is chai b'mekalkal. So Tosfos says you're right, that Reb Shimon holds that Havara is different than mekalkal, but Havara is chayet, he's going to have to learn chiluk malachas from a different source. Then Tosfos has an interesting comment. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Vav Amud Beis built up a whole Havamina that we went through it yesterday, that there's a Kal V'Chomer of Yesh B'Chlal M'Sayin 1. If A is greater than B and B is greater than C, A is greater than C. So I would have thought that the Mises Bezin is such a Chashev and Mitzvah even though HaKrov is called HaKramanus Kulam, as it says in Mishpatim, Yim Mizbechit Tikachen Olamos. So you see that Mises Bezdin is greater than the mitzvah of Hakrovas Kabbanis Kulam. And Hakrovas Kabbanis Sibas Decha Shabbos. So I would have thought that Mises Bezdin is Decha Shabbos. I would have thought on my own, Mises Bezdin, even though it's a Malach, is Decha Shabbos. So Kamashmal on the Pasuk, Vasavarech, Bechol Moshe Sechem has the connotation, Moshe Bezdin, that it's not Decha Shabbos. So Tosfos says that whole build up, that whole half minute, that's only I'll leave it to Reb Yudah. That I would have known on my own that it's a malacha to administer Mises Bezin. But according to Rav Shimon, everything has been a hapechu. I need a pasuk of Mises Bezin over here, l'svareish. Not I would have had a havamina that Mises Bezin is Decha Shabbos because of the kavachimah of Miyesh Mocham Asayim Mona. I would have thought Mises Bezin doesn't constitute a malacha at all. It's mekalkal. Mekalkal is mutter. So I need a pasuk to say that despite the fact that it's mekalkal, mekalkal b'havore is chayiv, mekalkal b'chabur is chayiv. That's what I need the pasuk for, to tell me that it's a malacha. Not I would have thought that A is deicha B and B is deicha C. That A is deicha B is all on the assumption that avad is a malacha. That's Rabbi Yudah holds on his own, mitzvah asvara. The Tana Rabbi Yudah holds it's a mitzvah. To kill these people is a mitzvah, harugi bezin. So since it's a mitzvah, so by definition it's called mesakein. So I know on my own that it's a malacha. I would have constructed a havamina that A is greater than B and B is greater than C. So I would have thought Mrs. Bezdin is Decha Shabbos. The Kamash Malan Pasuk is not Decha Shabbos. The Kankar of Shimon, that's not what I need the Pasuk for. I need the Pasuk to tell me that it's included in Malacha. I would have said on my own that it's Bechlal not a Malacha. I would have said it's Hetta Gomer, not that it's Hetta Gomer to administer Mrs. Bezdin because of the Kavachan. I would have thought it's Hetta Gomer because by definition it's Makalko. It's not a Malacha at all. So to say that's correct, that whole language there in Yevamos, three lines from the bottom, Heineke Reb Yudah, the Chashev Leitikun. That whole presentation in Yevamos, I would have thought that it's Decha, that's Reb Yudah speaking. Aval Reb Shimon, Fakert, it's the Chor to teach me that it's a Malacha Bechlav. The Mekalka Bahavore is Chayiv. This is a very rich Tosfos. Then the last three lines we already did in the Tosfos. What's the Tosfos with the Itzrich? That's also an important Tosfos. Tosfos has a lot to say over here. The Tosfos Rid makes fun of the whole Tosfos here. He says, Tosfos Rid is very easy at changing your thoughts. He just at the drop of a hat, he'll turn all of Sukkim around, turn everything around. So he drays everything around here. Harab Yud, Harab Shimon, he has it Fakir. He says it's killing the people is a malacha shein tzvicha legufa. So kain kareb Shimon you putter, and kain kareb Yudei chayv. He reverses everything in the Gemara. He says the whole pilpul of the Rabbein Tam is hevel. He doesn't go for everything, but not so fast. The way we have the Gemara, you gotta add on something. You have to add this on. So what does Tosfos have here? Midyitzrich kro lemishri mila nachamol. Reb Shimon has two separate sources. He says from the 39 malachas, 37 are governed by the principle of malachas machshavas, and the calculus potter. And the two, Chayvul Amara, are not governed by Malachas Machshev. That's where the Tosfos wrote earlier. They quoted that Gemara increases. That since Mekalkalus Chayev, Nesasig Nami Chayev. That was the Tosfos before Anayin Hamad Aleph. Means, by these two Malachas of Chayvul Amavir, according to Reb Shimon, you don't need Malachas Machshev. So any din that's based on Malachas Machshev will not apply to these two. So Nachamos, Reb Shimon needed two different psukim. He needs one pasuk to tell me by Chayvul, one pasuk to tell me by Mavir that Mekalkal is Chayv, that these two are singled out, they're different from the other 37 Malachas. So the pasuk by Chayvel is Milo, that Milo Shloim Zman is not Dech Shamsi Yanta. The pasuk by Mavir is Sreves Paskain. So Tosfos Frek Takasha, why don't you derive both from the Sreves Paskain? Why do you need two psukim, one for Chayvel, one for Mavir? Why don't you say that Sreves Paskain consists of three malachas? You're doing havara, and the pasuk says lo sevaru. It says the havara is a malacha. So you see that you're doing havara, and then you're doing the bishul hapsila, and then you're doing the dentilus neshama dechayva, and the pasuk says that it's a malacha. If not for the pasuk, not that I would have known on my own that it's a malacha, but I would have thought that it's a kalvachem. A is greater than B, and B is greater. That's Reb Yudah holds like that. But if Shimon says, if not for the pasuk, I would have thought that it's mekalkel. Since the end result, the Torah says we should bump the guy off, we should kill him, it's mekalkel. The Torah requires of us to be mekalkel. So I would have thought that's kilkel, and everything that leads up to it is also kilkel. So I would have thought it's hetagomer on the level of the raisa. Mekalkel is poter amutam in our Torah. So that's why I need a pasuk to tell me that it's an iser. So fractasis akashis, akintais. So the pasuk tells me that what's an iser? That even though it's mekalkel, it's, how does Reb Shimon say, even though it's mekalkel, it's still a malacha. So Tosfos Frek Takasha, don't you see that both havara bin mekalkel is chayv and atilus neshama bin mekalkel is chayv? How do you exactly see both? But the pasuk says lo sevaru. The pasuk only singles out loy sevaru. So that's what. Let's see the Tosfos. Lamali lemelech mimila. Why do you need two psukim? One pasuk I learned from Mila that mekalkel bechabur is chayiv. And one pasuk I learned from Sreifas Paskoin that mekalkel bechabur is chayiv. So Tosfos, lamali lemelech. Why do you need two separate psukim? Let's learn everything out from the Sreifas Paskoin. Nelef kula milse mehabur is paskoin. Learn out baited both dinim. The Lord Dochi Shabbos. You're not permitted to do Sreifas Paskoin on Shabbos. I would have thought on my own the whole thing from the beginning to the end, everything is Mekalkel. Because A leads up to B, B leads up to C, C is to kill a guy, so that's Mekalkel. So everything is Mekalkel. So the Pasuk says that it's not so. So the Pasuk says that it's not so teaches me what? That you're only not allowed to do make the fire. But if the fire was made already, not allowed to make the fire. Even though everything's going to lead up to a kilkel. So, Mekalkel Bahavore is Chayv. That's all you learn now. Mekalkel Bahavore is a Meloche. So, what about giving the other forms of Mises Dezen? And what if you don't have to make the fire? What if the fire is on from Erev Shabbos? Just going to put on the lead in order to melt it on Shabbos? I mean, that's not learned out from the Pasuk. That's what Tosfos assumed all along. It is learned out. So, Tosfos says, Inami, they give the second answer. Ilav di afina minila de mekalka bahabura chayv havamina de ritzicha deches ha Shabbos. The lav malachi babar lechudu hu di yamita mishim de mekalka babar chayv. If not for the other pasuk that teaches you milo shalai bizman is not deches Shabbos, then mekalka bahabura is a malacha, I would have thought administering Mises Bezen per se is muta by all Arabic Mises Bezen. The only thing that's forbidden is to do the havara. And mekalka bahavara is chayv. I would have thought that killing people, even in the line of duty, to administer Mises Bezen is always mekalkel, and it's always mutter on Shabbos. The mamish no malach at all. It's always mutter. The only thing you're not allowed to do is He's not allowed to do the Havara. Why not allowed to do the Havara? Because Mekalkel b'Havara is Chayiv. A leads up to B, B leads up to C, and C is Mekalkel, so everything is labeled as Mekalkel. So all Mekalkelim Mekalkelim Mutarim and Atayra. The one and only exception to the rule, I would have thought would be Havara. It says Loisavaru. I would have thought only Havara is also. Havamina, the Ritzicha per se is the Chesah Shabbos. The Lab Malachi, because it's Mekalkel is Mutam and Atayra. Only Havara Luchudu Hudi Amita. So that's why I need the other pasuk to tell me that Milo Shalai Bizmana is not Deche Shabbos. Milo Shalai Bizmana is not Deche Shabbos. Why? That even Mikalkal Bachabura is also a Malacha. But that's how I know that administering Mises Desmond is an Issa. So that Mikalkal Bachabura Chayib is learned out from the pasuk of Milo Shalai Bizmana is not Deche Shabbos. And this pasuk only teaches me that Mekalka b'Havor is Chayv. That's the second answer of Tesis. Inami ilavdi afina mimila de Mekalka b'Havor is Chayv. Havamina that this pasuk, the Sevaro Eish, doesn't teach me all Mises Bezin, doesn't teach me any Mises Bezin, doesn't even teach me that Sreifa is also on Shabbos. Even Sreifa would be Mutar on Shabbos, as long as I'm not doing the Havor on Shabbos. Havamina Ritzicha per se, Ritzicha means Mises Bezin. I would have thought Ritzicha per se Mises Bezin Decha Shabbos is Bechla Mara Malacha. Not that it's Decha Shabbos, it's Heta Gomer. The La Malachi. I would have thought only Havar Lechudu Hu Diyamita. I would have thought Mikalka Bavar is Chayiv. That's the Chiddush. Now that's why I need the Tupsum. That's the second answer. Ganz good. Second answer I understand. What's the first answer? What's the first answer? The Yesh Leimar. What was again the Kasha? Why do I need Tupsukim? Why don't you learn everything out from the same Lomali Lamelef Mimila? The Mikalkal is Chayiv, the Chabura, Nelef Kula Milsa Mehavaras Pascha in the Loidochi Shabbos. Why did the Havara means by Sreifas Pascha in Ikanatilis Neshama? The Chayvel Namelam Chayvelam Shem Tilis Neshama. What was exactly the Kasha? Can't you tell from the parsha from the pasuk of Sreifas Baskoyin that Mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv? Why? Because if Mekalkel b'chabura is pater, it shouldn't be also. Why shouldn't it be also? They said the Sreifa is also. Mekalkel b'chabura is also. The second answer of Taisus, a simple answer, inami. It's an obvious answer. What was exactly Taisus' kasha? Lamali lamelech mila. Why do you need the pasuk? Why does he need tupsukim? Why does he need the pasuk from mila to teach you mekalkel b'chabura? Why don't you learn both exceptions to the rule from the same? Nelef kula milsa, the whole story of Reb Shimon, that there are two malachas that are exceptions to the rule, namely choyvul amavir, both from havaras paskoin from this pasuk. The lo dochi shabbos, that they both constitute a malacha. The Bahavara Ikan Tilis Nishama, Vachav Nam Lachamishum Tilis Nishama. I don't know, so the second answer is so obvious. What's the problem? I don't know exactly what the problem is. What do they say? The Yeshlaima, what's the first answer? The Inyan. I'm not sure what the Kasha is. You have to understand the kasha in order to understand that there's something fishy with the first answer here. There's something fishy with the kasha. This first answer is going to allude back to what the Rabbein and Tom said before. So dafan kriya fashten, you got to understand why did they have a problem over here? It's such an obvious answer. I don't know. So what are the answers? I don't know exactly what the problem is. The Yishleima, what's the first answer? The lenya mekalkal b'chabura leka lemelech mehavora. You can only learn out from Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshe Sech B'yam HaShabbos that Mekalkel B'Havor is Chayiv. You can't learn a Mekalkel B'Havor. Why? The Hosam HaTikun Bo B'Shas HaKilkel. It's going back to the Rabbein and Tam before. We already forgot this Rabbein and Tam. How did that go again? How did that go? Rabbein and Tam disagreed with his older brother, the Rashbam, who was Kof of Tirashi here. Rashi and the Rashbam both learned the same thing, that the Machlekes, Rabba Bo and Rabbi Yechanan, Rabba Bo recited a Braise, the Chutz Mechoy Volamav, and Rabbi Yechanan said, you're dead wrong, there is no such thing. So Rashi and the Rashbam learned that the Machlekes, Rabba Bo, Rabbi Yechanan simply is, but he passed like Rabbi, he passed like Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi and Tam said, it's ridiculous. So how does they cook Tony Lebro? Just because you want to pass like another Tana, so you cross out every Mishnah, every Braise as follows the other Tana, you deny that there's a Tana who disagrees. Of course there's a Tana who disagrees. When you write a Shulchan Aruch, so you won't quote the Braise. But a Braise can record a Shita that we don't accept Beishame, you're going to cross out every Mishnah where Beishame appears. Puk Tana Lebra, never discuss Beishame. You don't pass like Beishame. So that's why the Rabbi Natam said that's not Pshat in the Gemara. The Machlekes between Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yechon is within Reb Shimon. What was the machlekes? Rabbi Yehuda holds that by all 39 malachas, what was Rabbi Natan again? By all 39 malachas, you need that it should be misakin. There are no exceptions to the rule. And what's the definition of misakin? At the time you do the malachas, it should be a tikkun. But if you're going to be chayvel with tzorach lekalbo, he's doing the malacha now of netilas neshama, chayvel netilas neshama, and later on there's going to be a tikkun. Right now it's absolutely, he burns down a whole house, but later on there's going to be some tikkun. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's not called misakin. Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's not called misakin. Chevel v'tzorach l'kalboy, ma'aveh v'tzorach l'afra, where the tikkun comes l'achazman, is not called the tikkun at all. And Rabbi Shimon holds that mekalkel, and Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. So that's a machleik, a detailed machleik is between Rabbi Abbo and Rabbi Yechanan. What did Rabbi Shimon mean? Did he mean even the kalkal gomer? You don't need any tikkun whatsoever. Mamish chayvel for no good reason, and mavir for no good reason whatsoever. Or do you say no? Even though Rabbi Shimon doesn't require by the two malachas chayvel and mavir, doesn't require a normal, a real high level misakin, but at least a chatzis shiur of a misakin he would require. So the first day in Tosis was that this is called a semi misakin because this is ein derech, this is abnormal. Ein zet tikkun chashu, this is abnormal. Ein derech lachva b'chaver, because they listen la kalbo. You don't bludgeon the other guy in order to give your dog a little hanok. The dog wants to drink a little blood. You don't burn down a whole house. Nisra godesh bishvil ha'efer. He needs $1 worth of eifer, so he burns down a building that's worth $500,000 in order to get some meshes. A chosan who's getting married needs some meshes, so he burns down a whole building. So that's ridiculous. So that's how Tosfos first said the pshat. But then they quote the Rabbi Natan, so he doesn't say that it's my time at the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds chayvel v'tzorach l'kal b'ma v'tzorach l'afro. Rabbi Yehuda would hold you not chay. Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's not called misak. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that's a machlekes. Rabbi Bo and Rabbi Yechanan, would it require a chatzishir of a tikkun or not? Why is this a chatzishir of a tikkun? So the first balatai said, because ain't derech, it's abnormal. If it's a tikkun and it's abnormal, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's ridiculous, that's not called misakin at all, that would not be chai b'chevel amaver. And the machlekes was, matin Rabbi Shimon, does Rabbi Shimon require a shtikol tikkun or not at all? So the Rabbi Natam doesn't go for that pshat. Normal abnormal doesn't go for that. He gives a different substitute, a different shot. By chayvel v'tzorach l'kal b'ma v'tzorach l'afra, he gives a deichik. It was problematic. He says the tikkun comes lachazman. It's not simultaneous. So now Tosfos is picking up on that. The Rabbi Natan. So what do they have again? The Yeshloima and our Tosfos. Midi Yitzchok. The Yeshloima. When you do the havare by the Sreifas Baskoin, he does the Havara in order to melt the lead, and he melts the lead in order to give the death penalty to the Baskoin Shazinsa. So Tosfos asks Akasha, why does Reb Shimon need two separate psukim? He needs Milush Labizman, or Zasa Bishabiz of Yom, who teaches me, and the Kalkulus Chayev, the Chayvel, and Sreifas Baskoin teaches me that the Kalkulus Chayev Bavor. Because Akasha, why don't you learn out both from over here? So the second answer of Tosfos is so simple. I still don't get what the kasha was. Second answer was, I would have thought it only goes on Havara. I would have thought that the actual administering of Mrs. Bezin is mutar on Shabbos, no malach at all. I don't see what the problem is in the first place. So somehow Tosfos thinks that you should have been able to learn But in this pasuk, lo yisavaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yayim ha-shabbos, tells you two prohibitions, that you're over on the malacha of havore, and you're also over on the malacha of netilas neshama. Where do you see? Maybe netilas neshama is not a malacha, maybe it's only havore, I don't know. Some have tesis in the kasha, and in the first day, they're sticking to this premise of the kasha, that from the mashmois of the words of the pasuk, selikt in the dat of the pasuk, that there are two things that the pasuk is prohibiting: the havara, single dat that it's also, and the actual netilas and shamas also. So you learn that both, that they're both also. The pasuk says, yeah, but there's a big difference. But there's a big difference. By the netilas and shama, there is a shtikel tikkun simultaneous with the malacha. The guy is now dead. Rabbi Yudah holds that that constitutes misakin. Rabbi Yudah says that since it's a mitzvah to do this kilkul, so the mitzvah labels the act of kilkul as a misakin. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. So the pasuk tells me that it's usur. So maybe all the pasuk tells me is that that mitzvah tikkun is enough of a tikkun, because that tikkun is simultaneous with the kilkul, the tikkun that you're fulfilling a mitzvah. But the tikkun that's involved in the havara, that tikkun is going to be lachazman. I'm doing havara now, and the tikkun is only going to be when the person is killed later. So that's a bigger chiddush. So therefore, what the yishlam and the linya mekalkal b'chavara leka lemeila mehavara? Why? That's my tikkun bo b'shas hakilkul. But we just said before, according to Reb Shimon, it's called mekalkal. There is no tikkun. Killing a person is mekalkal. It's not a misakin. Even though it's a mitzvah, it's not misakin. The tikkun only comes later. Kidei perishis. So somehow he's alluding back to the Rabbeinu Tam. How does it apply over here? The Rabbeinu Tam said before that against the Rashbam, that the machlekes Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yochanan is not identical with the machlekes of Shimon and Rabbi Yudah, with the pasuk of Shimon and pasuk of Yudah. The machlekes within Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudah holds that mekalkal is pata by chayv l'maver, and he would hold that maver v'tzorach la'afrayim and chayv v'tzorach l'kalba would not be chayv. That's not misakin. And within Reb Shimon, he holds the mekalkal is chab. There was a machlekes. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yechanan, does he require a mikzas tikkun, and doesn't even require a mikzas tikkun? What do you mean mikzas tikkun? What does the word mean mikzas tikkun? So the first Bala Teisvah said mikzas tikkun means an abnormal tikkun. A tikkun that really ain't derech lach b'chaveh, ain't derech lisrov gadish b'shvil, that's an abnormal tikkun. So that's the machlekes between Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yechanan within Reb Shimon. Then the Rabbeinu Tam said a different word. Real misakin is that at the time of the malach it's already misakin. We do malach and now the tikkun comes later. That's not a bona fide tikkun. That's Rabbi Yudah would hold mabe b'tzorech le'afrei and chevel b'tzorech le'kalboi. Since the tikkun comes later, that's not a tikkun. And within Reb Shimon, that's the machlekes Reb Abba and Reb Yechanan. Do you need this mikzas tikkun that it should be a tikkun that comes later, or you don't even need the mikzas tikkun? So what do they say over here? So I don't get how this answers the kasha. I don't understand why there was a kasha at all. I don't understand the second answer. It's so obvious. I understand what the kasha is, and if there is a kasha, how did this answer the kasha? Yishlam adelinya mekalkal b'chabura leka lemelach mehavora. Somehow, from the mashmois of the pasuk, they see both. That lo sevareish b'chomash v'sech means there's a double malacha. There's a malacha of havara plus a malacha of netilas and sham. They're both, but you only see mekalkel b'havara. You don't see mekalkel b'netilas neshama, because the tikkun comes simultaneous. What tikkun? But meretach within Reb Shimon, he holds there is no tikkun. He holds that it's not a tikkun. Again, the old kemoshim mechalek Rabbeinu Tam, the old. What's the old to distinguish between this mitzvah and this mitzvah kriya? The old kemoshim mechalek lekama Rabbeinu Tam. The osma tikkun bo libisof shebishas chabura v'havora eino bo hechshe mitzvah ad hagmar avoloch bishas kriya bo hatikun v'lochoshiv kilkul. So what did they answer? What does that mean? What do they come again? Let's concentrate on the last five lines talking the Tosafot HaRabbi Yudah HaRabbi Shimon. Tosis is coming to answer the kasha, the stira. Here the Gemara says, when you rip kriya and you yoytze mitzvah, that's called misakin. Here the Gemara says, it's a machlekes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Shimon, it's not called misakin. What do they answer? The only reason why it's not called misakin is because there's a delay. The tikkun only comes later. What's the tikkun? We learn Pashup Shat and Gemara. Rav Shimon holds that Kiyama Mitzvah is not a tikkun. So now all of a sudden Tosfos says, no, the Rabbeinu Tam meant to say that it is a tikkun, but the tikkun comes later. So when you administer Mises Bezdin, when are you over on Chavolah? Well, he's dead. When you're over on Chavolah, then you're mekayim the mitzvah. So how is that a delay? Pashim atikun bol lebisof. Why is it lebisof? Shebishas hachabura v'havora, the havora, you understand. The havora is going to lead up. And the boy hechshe mitzvah ad hagmar. Why is by the chabura? Why is by the chabura ad hagmar? Aval hocha b'shas kriya bo hatikun v'choshiv kilku. I'm not sure what that means either. So we're missing something big over here in the Rabbeinu Tam. What the Tosfos read makes fun of the Rabbeinu Tam's pilpul. I didn't get it yet. I don't know what this. I thought the Rabbeinu Tam just said the same as the first day in Tosfos, that the machlokes Rabba Bo and Rabbi Yechanan is within Reb Shimon if it's a mixas tikkun. Why is it a mixas tikkun? So whereas the first day in Tosfos said that it's abnormal, that's why it's a mixas. And Rabbi Yehuda held that doesn't qualify as a tikkun. So Rabbeinu Tam threw in a different hesbah. Why is it a partial tikkun? Because it's a delayed tikkun. Normally you have to have tikkun b'shas hamelacha, but here the tikkun is l'achakach. Yeah, but we're missing a lot over here. I don't know what the Rabbeinu Tam said. I don't know. You have to look in some more Rishonim. How do they quote this that Rabbeinu Tam over there and over here and over here? And why weren't they satisfied with the second answer, Inami, in the Tosfos Medivtru? What was the problem? It's such an obvious answer. Yeah, that's what he turns everything around. The Kriya is the mitzvah. So therefore, even Reb Shimon agrees to Reb Yehuda that a mitzvah is a tikkun. And when is there a machloikas? Later. So why is, let's say, by Natilis Neshama, when you kill a person with chenek or with sayif? When I start killing him, he starts to bleed. So that's already a malacha. And he's not dead till later. What about when I choke him to death? Isn't it simultaneous?
Yeah. Well, it is simultaneous.
So, but we're missing the pshat in the Amen. What? Yeah, so why is that a machleg zeb shimin on kuvav? No, Big Mar says Reb Yehuda holds that that's always misakin. It is misakin there because the kima mitzvah misakin. Reb Shimon holds that it's not misakin. Why is it not misakin? But it's a kima mitzvah. So let's say by the bris milah b'shabbes, that's also misakin. So how does Reb Shimon know from there? We're missing a psalat here in the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, we gotta work on this. Okay, we left out a big chunk. Okay, let's see. What does the Mishnah give? Mishnah says, Shir hamalabin v'hamanapet v'atzaveh v'atoyveh kimelo rochav hasid kofful. A double rochav hasid. What is a rochav hasid? The Rashi and the Mishnah writes, the distance between the second finger and the third finger. A good letzba omak mitzazeris are the names of the five fingers. So the distance between the etzba and the omo is one sid. And if you double that by two, that's kimelo rochav hasid kofful. That's the gift that we have with a lamed, kaful. you have the Girsa Kaful. Many Rishonim had the Girsa Kafuf, and it's a whole different story, a whole different interpretation. But alright, we're not going to go into it. So we have the Girsa Kimeloi Racham Hasid Kaful. So the Rambam quotes this is just a footnote. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky in his Chazon Yecheskel points out there is a Rambam in Perek Aleph in Hilchas Me'ilah. But the Rambam has nothing to do with the other laws of Me'ilah. It has to do with din of I think that pasuk is in Parshas Mishpatim. No, the Issa Gizba Avodah. The Gemara says there's an Issa Gizba Avodah even in Psula HaMekdashim. Even a Karbam Shehumam V'Nivdeh that we call Psula HaMekdashim also retains the Kedusha. Even that has again the Lasav B'chor Sharech and the Sogas B'chor Tzenecha. The original pasuk says on Kachim Kalim, B'chor is Kachim Kalim. Kavuchem that it's included Kachim Kachim as well. All karbonos are included, even humam v'nivta, everything is included. So he says, Perek Aleph in Me'ilah halacha zayin, kol kachim is be'ach. Ben kachim kachim, ben kachim kalim. Asur migiz v'avodah shenemar, v'savu b'v'chor sherech, v'lasogat b'chor tzenecha, hu adin l'shara kachim. Even though the pasuk only says b'chor, hu adin l'shara kachim. So he says, what's the shear? How much wool do you have to shear? Then the Rambam quotes a discussion from Masechet Bechoros. Does these only apply if you use an electric shaver? What if you yank out the hair? What if you're toilish? So the Rambam paskens hatoilish ain't a kegozes from a live animal. That's not normal. Normal is to be gozes, not to cause harm to the animal. So toilish on a live animal ain't a kegozes. If the animal is dead, and you have a leather jacket and you rip off the hair, so that's. Hagozes min hashelach. Shelach means the hide of a dead animal. You have a garment made from leather. So hagozes min hashelach is also hide mishum gozes. And their toilish is the same as gozes. It doesn't make a difference whether you use a clipper or use a scissors or you yank it out. The animal is dead already. You made a garment out of it. But if the animal is alive, then the Gemara has a deal in Bechoris. And the maskanas asuya toilish ainuk gozes. Then the Rambam writes like this. V'yeroyali. This is one of the 98 times that the Rambam writes the Yeroh Ali, an original din. She'ena loikat she'yigazus k'deiroch avasit kaful. The Rambam here sounds like I had the girsa kaful. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah and other places clearly has the girsa kafuf. Okay, it's a question what the girsa is and what the meaning is. Maybe it's a misprint in this Rambam. Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin and Hilchas Me'ilah. So he says the Yeroh Ali she'ena loikat. How much wool do you have to be gozes? Do you have to be tolesh? That you should tolish is not chayv. How much wool do you have to be gozes in order to be loike? And a loike at sheyigzos kedei rocha basid kaful. Why? What's the argument? Lo yehezeh chomer mi Shabbos. He thinks the shear that's formulated in the Mishnah and Shabbos on Kufayim and Beis. This is the shear for how much sayer, how much wool you need, should certainly apply also to the din of losogas b'chor tzeinecha. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky just points out a very poshut comment. He says there was some. We had a Gemara in Zvachim. The last line right before Erizel Mekayman. The last line in Perek Beishamai, I think it was, where it said that if you carry on Shabbos less than a kishir, you're not chayiv chatos and you're not chayiv miso, because malechas machsheves osra Torah. That's the last line on Mem Zainam and Av, the last line in Perek Beishamai, right before Zel Mekoymah. So Malechas Machshevas Asra Torah means that there's no Issa Deraisa, the whole Issa is only the Rabbanon. So there were those who argued the point and said, you see that by Shabbos, all the Shiurim are needed by all the Malachas because of the din of Malechas Machshevas. Whenever you lack Malechas Machshevas, it's only an Issa Derabbanon. It can't be an Issa Deraisa. So he tainas, Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky tainas, if the Rambam would have agreed with that point, so how can he apply the Shir Malo Rocha Basit Kofel from Hilcha Shabbos to the Giza Behegdish? What has it got to do with Malachas Mashevis? So you see from the Rambam, you have to say that Gemara is restricted only to Haitzoah. That's what we had at Primigodim, had like that also. We spoke to Primigodim, quoted the Gemara in Daf Peyom and Aleph. So the Gemara says, if a person carries out a Chatzi Groigris into the street, the Nisra, so then the Gemara says you're not chayv. You have to have the full kigrogus should be kayam of asachas. You carried out a chatzi grogus, then later you carry another chatzi grogus, you have the full chatzi grogus of asachas. But let's say a person his coats there. He does katsira. So he rips off a little kernel of grain and he eats it up. Then he rips off another kernel and he eats it up. Finally, by the end of the day, he has ripped off from the mechuba lekarka. He was coats there. A kigregis word. So he thinks that you would be chayiv. But at the time that you're mashlim the grug, the first part is already digested. It's already down in your stomach. It's already disintegrated with the enzymes in the stomach. He says he thinks that the Gemara says you need a shir shalem. Mitzurah pevasach is only a din by hotzah. The original Gemara is only by hotzah. Because the shir is needed by hotzah because of malachas machshevet. Less than the shir is a mutam and a turf. It's not called malachas machshevet. But by the other 38 malachas, the shir is like in kolatarakula. A chati shir would be also and a turf. They just point out, you see from this Rambam, that the shir of malach rachab asit kaful is not based on, at least that, is not based on Malachas Mashavas, otherwise the Rambam wouldn't make any sense. How does he relate it to the din of La Sagas Bukhar Tzenech? Okay, this Sunday I think I have to go out of town. I hope to be back Monday in time for Shir. I'll probably give Shir a little late on Monday. I'll try to give Shir about 1 o'clock or so. So I think maybe tomorrow, we missed a lot of Gemara. Maybe tomorrow we should go right there. And the Mishnah and Kuvav, I'm studying doing Parshas HaShavua. You can do on your own. Not a set on your own. So maybe we'll do a little Gemara here tomorrow. And we'll continue on Monday. All in favor, say aye. Hanukkah, yes.